And the card that jumped out of the deck tonight is support. Ask for help. Get more rest. Nurture yourself. Feeling tired, burnt out, overwhelmed, or overworked is a call to lighten your load and recharge your batteries. Your energy levels are low and it's proving counterproductive or being there for others. You may feel that you have to do everything yourself or don't know who to ask for help. A part of you could be addicted to the adrenaline rush of stress and hustle. You may even feel it is a sign of weakness to slow down or that you don't deserve to be nurtured. You have nothing to prove by working yourself too hard or sacrificing yourself by doing everything alone. This winged horse urges you to ask for help, to get more rest, and to be loving to your body. Schedule in non-negotiable times for naps, set boundaries around your work hours, and make getting a good night's sleep a priority. Hire an assistant or other team members for your business. Spend the day at a spa, book in for a massage or other body treatment, or simply take a day off to do nothing. Ask your friends and family for help with your kids or invest in an additional childcare or nanny. You are worthy of this support. The extra energy you will have as a result will be worth the time and money you spend to give it to yourself. Ouch. So when you deplete yourself, you literally have absolutely nothing to give. And there could be certain situations that are depleting you. Those situations need to go. This life is right now and it's not a trial run. So take a moment and just think about one thing that you need to clear out of your life. And with every exhale tonight, imagine that it is leaving your body and leaving your life. Deep inhale. Sigh it out. Those of you on the floor, begin to rock your body up and down and bring yourself into a seated position. And those of us sitting, I want you to place your hands on your knees. And when you guys come sitting, lean forward. Lift your sit bones off the ground, rock from side to side for a moment. And then roll the spine up and feel your sit bones pressing down. Elongate your spine, sitting up nice and tall. Rub the palms together, fingers, knuckles, create a little friction. Take a deep inhale. And as you exhale, press the hands into the center of the heart. And as you sit tall, make a vow to yourself to really give yourself some extra love in this time. There's a lot going on. The holidays are coming up. We need to fuel ourselves up so we don't become depleted. Dance, breathe, do yoga, whatever it is, cryotherapy, do it and enjoy it. Give yourself that love. Deep inhale. And just making that pact to yourself. Exhale the breath. And take a moment to think about your intention for class tonight. Again, why did you come to the mat? Breathe it in. Gently roll your eyes up and into that third eye point, stimulating the pituitary gland. And as you do this, I want you to just really ask yourself to give 100% tonight to you. No more, no less, just do your best. And ask yourself to move with intention, with integrity. And when you're challenged, just look at that. Look at what's going on and see if there's any way you can breathe into it and breathe past it. Deep inhale. Exhale, bow the chin to the chest. And we'll take this precious moment to bow to Mama Gaia, Pachamama, Mother Earth. Fires raging through California. So many different things happening on this earth, but send her some love. Thank her for all she gives to us. Ask her to calm that energy around the fires. And as you bow your head, just send a prayer out to the earth, out to all the people affected by the fires and the animals. And then bow your head to you for the courage to come out to give back to yourselves. Bow to your health. Your health is the greatest gift that you have. Deep inhale. Sit tall. And as you exhale, hands float down by your sides. Inhale, reach out and up. Stretch right, stretch left, slight back bend. Exhale as slow as you can. Hands come down. Do that again. Inhale, reach out, reach up. Exhale, nice and slow. Feel every breath calming your body as you let go of whatever it is that doesn't serve you. One more time. Hands down by your sides. Inhale, stretch the right arm out as far as you can. And as you exhale, slowly come down to your elbow. Reach over to your left hip and give the hip and the ribs a little massage. And get in there. Make sure you don't miss any spots. Feel the body releasing. Yeah. Deep inhale. Sigh out. Inhale, reach the left arm up. And exhale, let it float over the left ear. Press the left sit bone down and just gently rock the hips forward and back. Ever so slightly, micro movement. Maybe roll your head and neck. Giving back to you, so necessary. Inhale, reach up with the left and the right, slight back bend. Exhale, hands float down to the heart, down to your mat. Inhale, left hand reaches out. And exhale, slowly coming down to that left elbow as you reach over with your right hand and massage that right hip. You can roll your neck if you need to. Get in there, massaging the waist. Yeah. Now reach up with the right hand. And exhale, let the right arm fold over the right ear. Move your hips ever so slightly to increase the stretch. Try to press the right sit bone down. One more inhale. Exhale, fold a little deeper. Inhale, right arm up. Left arm up. And exhale, hands come down to the heart. Down to the earth. Just like butter, you're going to melt down onto your backs on the mat. Take your hands and place them underneath your hips. Tuck your tailbone under and point your toes. Try to really attach your lower back to the ground, even if you have to lift your shoulders up and then place them back down, and then very slowly lift your legs about 2 to 4 inches off the ground. Squeeze the glutes, point the toes, stretch them away from you, and breathe long and deep. Roll your
Stretch the toes long. Roll the eyes up. Five. And keeping the legs as they are, deep inhale. Hold. Squeeze. Sipping more breath.
As you breathe here, just let every breath start right at the belly and let your whole belly expand up towards the sky. And this action is actually going to open up the diaphragm all the way at the base of the lungs, and opening up the diaphragm is going to open up the base of the lungs, and it's going to increase your lung capacity. And this next breath, the Wim Hof breath, we're going to be doing just that. We're going to be taking big, powerful breaths into the body and bringing it all the way down into belly, really expanding the navel. And then when you exhale, you're really going to soften and relax everything. But you let about a third of a breath out. So we're really taking a big power breath and a soft exhale, no force. It'll sound like this. Good, let's do a few together. Give it a try. Yes. Three, two, one. Good, and we go back to long, deep breathing. So we're gonna be doing about 30 to 40 of these together, and we want you guys to focus just on the breath, so we'll keep count for you. What we want you to focus on is really pulling that breath in, all the way in. And when you exhale, let it go. Relax. No force at all. And so we'll count. Do your best. It could come in and out through the mouth or the nose. And you might even have to switch halfway through. You might even feel tingles through the hands and the mouth and the lips. And this is all normal. We're getting a lot of oxygen into the body and into the blood. So we're raising the alkalinity. So before we begin, take a nice big deep inhale. Open the mouth, exhale it out. Good. And to begin, here we go. Good, that's five. Big breath in, soft exhale. Focus on really bringing that breath in, taking more breath in than you think may even be possible. But we're not forcing it. it. 15 left. Don't be shy. Be fearless. Be a warrior. This is you. This is your fast track to your health. 5 more. 2, 1. Here we go. We inhale together. Hold at the top. And then exhale all the breath out. And here we do an extended hold right at the bottom. So hold the breath out as long as you can. In this space, relax your body as deeply as possible. The more you can let go here, the more you can surrender and relax, the more benefit you'll get from this breath. And in this space, you get to travel within your body. You can let your awareness go into your heart, your internal organs, and even any part of your body that may feel pain or tightness or tension, and communicate, ask it to release and let it go. Stay in the space as long as you can, but when you need to, you'll take a nice big, big, big breath in, and you'll hold that breath in for at least 10 to 15 seconds. But if you have a practice with this breath, you can really hold it in as long as you would like. But at least 15 seconds. And again, we're not forcing it, so you're holding right at the top. Just feel it expand. Might feel like your skin is gonna pop out, but just be with it. Don't force it, just relax. Maybe sip in a little more breath. And if you're still holding the breath out, can you relax even deeper into this space? Just let it go. Feel your heart rate slow down even more. When you've completed that round, just let your breath come back to neutral. Slow, smooth, long, deep breathing. We take a few breaths here in between the rounds to let our body adjust, to let our autonomic nervous system have time to reset and reprogram. Doing breath work like this is a time to really clear the history. If we use the analogy of a computer or a browser, clear the cache, clear the history, wipe it clean, start fresh, start new. So allow your body to do that. If you've been holding on to anxiety, fear, doubt, depression, whatever it is, you can clear it right here. This breath is one of the fastest ways to it. We're gonna do that one more time. So really let yourself go and have it. So before we begin, deep inhale. Open the mouth, exhale it out. To begin. Good, remember, big, powerful breath. Really let the belly and diaphragm open up. Base of the lungs, open up. And when you exhale, no force at all, just relax the breath. Third of the breath out. Big inhale. Nice. Third of the breath out. Good job, you guys. Good. 10. Give yourself this gift. This gift of breath. Breath is life. You're giving yourself life right here. 15 more. Surprised how long you can actually hold the breath out. CO2 creates acidity, which creates disease, but oxygen creates alkalinity, which creates health and harmony. So relax, let yourself go. Side is a big breath waiting right there for you, and when you need to take it, do take that big breath in, sip it in like it's the most important thing to do in your life right here, right now, and then hold right at the top. And again, this time go a little longer, hold in a little longer, maybe sip in a little more breath. Bring your awareness right to your heart center, your beating heart, and feel that heart pumping this blood to every part of your body. Imagine it's going all the way into the toes, the fingers, the brain, the legs, the knees, providing you with much needed circulation. If you're still holding out, amazing. Stay there as long as you can. If you're holding in, again, try sipping in a little more. But when you've had enough and only you know that, just let the breath come back to neutral. Breath really is one of the fundamentals to living in a fully activated, alive, happy body. And we couldn't stress enough how important it is to do breath work on a daily basis, even if it's one round of that or 2 to 3 minutes of intentional breathing. Super important, especially when you wake up in the morning to oxygenate the brain, and especially before you go to bed to relax the body and de-stress. So now we're going to bring the knees up into the chest. Take the hands on top of the knees. Let yourself rock from right to left. And just feel your lower back release. Feel the lower back opening up. Feel the hips lift off the ground. And then lower the hips down so the tailbone touches. And feel the hips lift off the ground. And then make circles with the knees and the hips in one direction. And circles in the opposite direction. And now we are going to do another exercise right now that incorporates a breathing modality. This one is called Breath of Fire. And it's a rhythmic breathing in and out through the nose. It sounds like this. And it's a pumping of the navel with the breath. It's equal parts in, equal parts out. If you know it, you can jump right in. If you're new to the breath, let's do this together. We'll open the mouth, stick out the tongue, and begin to pant rhythmically like a dog. Good. Go at a pace that feels comfortable for you. Lock into the rhythm. Don't force it. Just let it happen. Pump the navel with the breath. Feel the navel pumping. Now we close the mouth and transfer the breath to the nose. See if you can stick with that same pumping action. Same rhythm right here. Good. Now what we're going to do is we're going to add the posture. So we're going to curl into a little ball. We're going to wrap the arms tightly around the legs. If you can, clasp the elbows. Good. Bring the nose into the knees and continue Breath of Fire. Good. Keep the chin tucked in. Keep the navel pumping. Roll the eyes up and in at the third eye point, the place between the brow. Again, don't roll it up so hard that it hurts. But try to find that sweet spot, that focus. This is your projection. And bring a sense of peace and love right into your heart center. Maybe if that's challenging, try to think of a time in your life where you were full of happiness and joy and love, and you felt completely free and at ease. And I want you to bring that feeling into your body right now. Good. Keep pumping. 45 seconds. Let every pump of the navel fill you up more and more with love and light. till your whole body is surrounded. Every cell is completely immersed in this light. The light of your body, the light of your love. Just do it. Good. 21 seconds. Exhale all the breath and squeeze even tighter. Imagine you're wringing out a cloth that's saturated. Anything you want to release, let it go, and then open the arms. Inhale, unfold the legs, and come lying down onto your back in the most comfortable pose possible right now. Just imagine right here, you get to take a mini nap, a little vacation. And try to let yourself drop into this space as deeply as you can. And the more relaxed you let yourself be right here, the more you will benefit from that last exercise, as well as all of the exercises. So let your breath come back to neutral. Let your mind, all the thoughts in your mind, just drift. Good job, you guys.
Part of this exercise is actually keeping your heels together. So palms, hands by your side, or they can probably be under your head if you want to, that's fine. What we're gonna do, pull your heels together, everybody heels together, touch them, and you're gonna start to just pull your toes together, then open them, open, close, like a butterfly, but you're gonna do this as fast as you can. And you're gonna breathe slow and deep. So I know it seems a little weird, and right now it might seem really easy, but give yourself a good 20, 30 seconds. So flap those toes like a butterfly, fly away. Let the corners of your lips tilt upwards and breathe slow and deep. Heels together, keep them together. And flap those toes. And pretty soon you're going to notice a really interesting sensation in the inner thighs. And when that happens, let the lips tilt up a little further and just keep going. Slow, deep breaths, relaxing your body as you move these toes. Good. Moving them faster than you ever have in your life. Good. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. That's from the Wizard of Oz, remember? The red shoes that she, yeah. Yeah, you got it. Keep going. Fly away. And just notice the sensations. How wild, right? Keep flapping those feet, flying away. Corners of the lips tilted up. Things in Kundalini yoga. We got this. Almost there. You're almost there. 22 seconds left. That's it. Beautiful job, you guys. Yes. Almost there. 10 seconds left. Woo! Chest. Good.
just stretch the knees as far away from each other as you can. Rock from side to side in this position. Good. And then you're going to rock your body up and down. And as you rock up and down, try to roll every single vertebra on the ground. So every single part of your spine touches the ground. Notice if there's any part of your spine that you missed. See if you can rock so your toes go without kicking someone all the way over your head to the mat behind you. Yeah. Nice. How does that feel? Should feel pretty good. And when you're ready, rock all the way up to a seated position on the mat. With your eyes closed, turn your palms up. Whew. And breathe. Feel your belly expanding. Every breath. Place your hands on your shins, grip them nice and tight. And your legs can be either crossed or you can stack one in front of the other, whatever feels the most comfortable for you. Clasp your shins or clasp your shin and a foot. And inhale, pull the chest up and forward. Really arch your back. Wiggle a little bit here, working into the lower back. And exhale, round your back, sinking way deep into the spine. Inhale forward, exhale back. And you, as you pull forward, you're literally pulling the heart almost up towards the sky. Focus on your lower back. Inhale forward, exhale back. Let your breath be powerful and strong. And as you exhale, I want you to start to squeeze the root chakra. Our root chakra has to do with stability, grounding energy. Has to do with feeling safe and balanced, supported, and it's blocked by fear. So as you move, I want you to breathe into that root chakra and notice and feel a beautiful red, vibrant light starting to just grow right at the base of the spine. And as you exhale, squeeze anus, sex organs, squeezing that root chakra. Roll your eyes up and in to that third eye point. Find your rhythm, your flow here. So however fast or slow you want to move, do that. Imagine you're squeezing the energy up towards the heart. But first we have to align that second chakra. So feel the red light merging and melting into orange light, bright like the sun. And begin to squeeze anus, sex organs, and navel as you exhale. Roll your eyes up and in. Really rock that lower spine forward and back.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Speed it up a little bit. Breathe powerfully here.
I love you, I love you, I love you. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Forgive me, forgive me, forgive me.
Feel the heat building.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
got this. Sorry. Keep going. Give it your all.
Please forgive me. Forgive me. Thank you. I love you.
Finish strong, yogis. We got this.
Sorry.
Roll the eyes up and in. Deep inhale. And through a small round mouth, exhale. Third eye point, be still. If you get dizzy or see stars, hands to the ground, long deep breaths. If it feels okay, sip in more breath through the mouth.
Open.
Press your tongue to the roof of the mouth and hold.
Open.
Whenever you're ready, exhale the breath all the way out.
Open.
Hold the breath out on the exhale.
Open.
Be still. In this exhale, relax your body. See what comes in. What do you need to let go of? Inhale. Sigh it out. Palms turned up on the knees. The most important person to forgive in your life is you. We're doing our best here in this human experience. There's no guidebooks. We can only really guide ourselves. So as you sit and you breathe and you feel this connection with yourself first, but noticing that it radiates out once you feel that, say to yourself three times, I love you. Three times, I'm sorry. Three times, please forgive me. And three times, thank you. And feel free to repeat that to yourself.
Sitting upright, cross-legged position. Just allow yourself to begin right here. And if you need a refresher, open the mouth, stick out the tongue, and pant rhythmically like a dog without force. Good, and then close the mouth and transfer that breath to the nose. Let it be equal parts in, equal parts out. And it helps if you focus on the exhale as you pull the navel in towards the spine. And the inhale, the belly expands naturally. Good. Now scan the body. Let the legs be relaxed. Press the sit bones down like you're anchoring and rooting into the earth, but lift the spine from the base up through the chest like the chest is trying to touch the ceiling. The shoulders relax as though they're weightless. The crown of the head lifts up like someone's pulling a string that's attached right to the tip of the head. And the chin ever so slightly moves backwards, laterally tucking in, lengthening the back of the neck. The eyes gently roll up and in at the third eye point. The hands can be on the knees. Thumb and first finger touching in Gyan Mudra, closing the circuit, keeping the energy pulsing and pumping within the body. as you visualize, as you set your intentions to meet it from a place of love, coherence of love in your heart and in your body. So bring yourself into a state of elevated emotion, be it happiness, joy, love, gratitude. Let yourself be here. Let your whole body vibrate these emotions right now as you pump the navel. And then we're going to add an arm posture. We're going to raise the arms into the sky and then lower them down so they create a V shape. Lock the elbows and point the thumbs towards each other. And let the fingertips curl in to touch the pads of the hands. Good. The thumbs are pointing towards each other and they're creating this invisible arc line above the head. But imagine that there is white lightning energy pulsing from the thumb, one thumb to the other, and back and forth. Good. Let the shoulders relax. Let the spine be tall. And use this exercise as a moment of tuning the body. Right? Our body is an instrument, but just like any instrument, it can go out of tune. Usually the first signs of us being out of tune are when we're lethargic or depressed or angry, out of balance, or frustrated or short mood, short temper. And none of these are bad. It's not a judgment. So let go of any judgment that you have surrounding any of that. They're all just a reflection that we need to come back into harmony. So this exercise right here is tuning your body right now into that state of harmony and bliss, that state of infinite love and joy. Good. So it might feel a little uncomfortable as you go through it, but let it happen. 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Try to keep the elbows straight as though you're channeling energy from the universe all the way into your heart center. Nice straight arms, V shape. Roll the eyes up and in. Good. That's okay. If the body shakes a little bit, that's okay. Let the challenge arise. 21 seconds. Try to experience infinity right here in these last 10 seconds. Let yourself be free, be infinite, let the breath be full. Sex organs, navel, send the energy up into the third eye, project it outwards, and stay as you are. Powerfully exhale. Good. Force the breath out, use the navel. And when your body is empty of breath, again, apply the root lock. Gently squeeze anus, sex organs, navel. Hold here. 3, 2, 1. Now we inhale, touch the thumbs together. And we hold at the top and we reach the fingers up to the sky, sip in a little more breath. We hold 10 seconds. Squeeze the root lock like you're pumping the cerebral spinal fluid all the way up into the brain, the pineal. 3, 2, 1. And as you exhale, the hands curl all the way down the sides. And let them come resting and floating in the lap. Allow yourself to drop into a deep meditative space right here. Bringing your awareness back to the breath, bringing your awareness to your heart center, becoming so viscerally aware of all the sensations within the body. And just like our cars or any electronics that we have need a tune-up sometimes, so does your body, so does your mind. So think of this right now as you're tuning up, so that way you can be the best version of you possible. And again, we all go through cycles. It's impossible to always be flawless or perfect, unless you see every moment as perfection. And once you do that, it really is, because the cycles are such an important part of life. exhale, we're going to stretch the hands out in front of us, and we come rolling up and over the legs and press into a tabletop position right here. And just take a moment, hands under the shoulders, knees under the hips. Let your body move left and right, and we just explore this space. Good, that's it, you guys. Now what we're gonna do is step the feet forward, and we're gonna come into a low squat here. And we're gonna come up onto the balls of the feet. We're gonna bring the heels together, and it looks like we're squatting like a frog's about to take off. And the fingers are gonna be in front of us. It's okay, this is an easy one. It's so good, it's so easy.
Siri's bringing it.
So what we're gonna do is on an inhale, we straighten the legs, lift up, keep the heels off the ground. And as you exhale, lower down, let the body, the butt touch down to the heels, lift the chin and the chest. So we inhale up, exhale lower. Inhale up, stretch, exhale lower. Keep going, let the breath be full in and out through the nose. We're gonna do this for 1 minute. So go at whatever pace works for you. Just allow yourself to keep moving. There's no race, there's no competition here. And when you lower down, if you feel it, let your body bounce a little bit. And imagine you're shaking up any stuck or stagnant energy in the lower three energy centers, specifically the root chakra, where we hold on to fear or stress and anxiety, or even the second chakra, where we may feel an imbalance of sexual or creative energy. Shake it up. Or even in the third chakra, by the solar plexus, where we hold on to control and power. We have imbalance of prosperity. This is a good place to shake up. Good, halfway there, 30 seconds, not so bad. Breathe a little deeper. To about hips distance. Shift the weight forward into the toes, back into the heels. Let the whole body sway to the right and left. Feel the backs of the legs opening up. Feel the lower spine relaxing. Let the chin tuck into the chest like you're trying to look through and past your knees. Take your hands behind the backs of the ankles and just slowly pull the chest towards the thighs. Then we're gonna walk our hands all the way forward to the front of the mat and bring the feet to the back of the mat as we come into a downward dog position or a triangle. And we're gonna take 5 deep breaths right here. Just exploring this space. Keep those fingers spread wide. Keep the hips lifting.
And continuing with those long, deep breaths. Letting your heels press down towards the earth, lifting your sit bones up as you press through the palms, trying to almost arch your back a little bit. Good. Nice. Noticing how this active resting pose feels on your body. Deep inhale.
Open the mouth, sigh it out. Inhale, come up to the tips of your toes, squeeze. Exhale, lower the heels down. Press them down. Inhale up. Squeeze. Exhale, lower the heels down. One last time, inhale, come all the way up. And this time as you exhale, stay up on your toes and bend your knees. Keep your upper body as it is. Breathe here in Rocket Dog. Inhale, straighten the legs. And as you exhale, step the right foot forward on your mat and gently drop the left knee down. Flatten out your back foot. Inhale, wiggle your right foot forward into the right side of your mat. And as you exhale, place the right hand to the inside of that right foot. Take a deep inhale here. And as you exhale, begin to shift your hips forward. And look over at your right knee. It should be directly on top of the right heel or slightly behind it. So if your knee is bent at more than a 45 degree angle, then switch that. Breathe here. Wiggle gently from side to side. Maybe come down to your forearms on the mat. It's not necessary, just breathe. Our hips carry so much stress. So this is a time to just gently allow the hips to release.
You are light.
And let go.
You are light. It's okay.
If it feels okay, gently start to rotate the right knee out to the right, ever so slightly rolling to the outside of the right foot. Take it slow if you have any knee problems at all. Good, nice. Nice and easy. Inhale, press on the palms, lift your body up. And as you exhale, walk your right foot all the way over to the left. You're going to come into pigeon pose. The closer your heel is towards your pelvis, the more pressure it will take off your knee. The more parallel your shin is to the front of the mat, the more intense this stretch will be. So square your shoulders off and then arch back. Take a deep inhale. And as you exhale, like a cat, walk your hands forward. If you want, you can stack one fist on top of the other and rest your head on your fist. But notice and see if you can get your body down so that your chest is even maybe touching your thigh or your shin. And breathe. Deep inhale. Sigh it out. Gently move the hips, the pelvis. Micro movements to work into this stretch.
Let's be one. Connect deeply with your inner child. Let's be free. Let's be wild. Connect deeply with your inner child.
Relax your body down. Breathe into this stretch. Maybe even exhale out your mouth.
love and light.
And as you exhale, you're going to turn your head and look back at that left foot. And you're going to slowly bend the knee. And maybe you just stay right here. But if you can, you can pull your toe into the crook of your arm and stay right there. Or you can inhale, reach up with the right hand. And exhale, reach around to clasp your hands. This takes a while, so it's just about goal, you know, step by step. Great job, Teddy. Good. Beautiful. Breathe here. Don't overdo it. It's not about competition. It's about letting go. Deep inhale. Side out. Press your hands at the front of the mat. Come up on your left toe so you can step your body back into plank position. Take a deep inhale here. And as you exhale, you can either go down through chaturanga or you can just press back into downward dog. Your choice. Whatever feels best for you. And also remember that if you ever need to take a break, this is your practice. Do it. Downward dog. When you're ready, step your feet together and inhale the left leg into the sky. Exhale, swing it all the way forward and gently drop the right knee down. Flatten out the back foot. Inhale, wiggle the left foot forward into the left side of your mat and place your left hand to the inside of the left foot. Deep inhale. And exhale, slow and gentle, sink the pelvis and hips down. And experiment with like rocking your shoulders from side to side.
Time to begin.
Breathe. Drop your chin to your chest. Release the back of the neck. Maybe you work down to your forearms, maybe not. Each side is different, so listen to your body. On your next exhale, if it feels okay, roll to the outside of the left foot. Point your knee to the left. Make sure you don't put too much pressure on that right knee. So gently flex the glutes to protect that knee. Inhale, coming slightly up so you can walk that left foot all the way over to the right. And then you're gonna sink down. Try to keep your knee and part of your right thigh attached down. And remember that this side might be totally different than the other, so don't be afraid to pull that heel in towards your pelvis so you can sink down. Good. Flatten out your back foot. Inhale, arch back. And as you exhale, slow and easy, melt down. Take it slowly.
Deep within.
Breathe.
Now is the
try exhaling out through your mouth. And imagine that out of your mouth is a warm, fluid liquid that's going into all of your joints. And just lubricating the joints and the hips and allowing you to melt down. Deep inhale.
Connect deeply with
your inner child.
Let's be free.
Flexing the glutes, rocking the hips, working into those muscles, into the bones, into the cells.
Light.
On you exhale, turn and look back at that right foot. And then inhale, bend the right knee. And maybe that's enough, or maybe you can reach back and grab that right foot. Maybe you can bring your toe into the crook of your elbow, and then inhale, reach up with the left. And exhale, maybe clasp your hands. You can wiggle that left foot in towards the pelvis to make this stretch and drop easier, but this is not an easy stretch, so just breathe into it. Deep inhale. Sigh it out. Ah. Good. Let the corners of your lips tilt upwards as you unclasp your hands. And slow and easy, release that left, right foot down. Come up on your back toe. Carefully step back into plank position. Take two deep breaths here. Lower your hips down. Maybe rock slightly. And then on your third exhale, lower yourself all the way down to the earth. Cross your hands under your head. Turn your cheek to the right or left. And relax your body for a moment. Relax your jaw, your eyeballs, your shoulders, your belly, hips, fingers and toes.
Our practice here before the sound bath with a meditation, and this is a meditation to calm the heart, and it's a simple yet very effective meditation. And so what we're going to be doing is sitting upright in a meditative posture. We're going to take the left hand and place it over the heart center. Then we're going to take the right hand in Gyan Mudra, where you touch the thumb and first finger together and lift the elbow up, and the three fingers are going to be pointing up to the sky like this, like you're making an oath or a vow. And this oath and vow is to love yourself fully and completely without judgment, and to love others, and to love life without judgment. And so the breath, what we're going to be doing is, when you breathe in, you're going to breathe in nice and slow, big diaphragmatic breath all the way down, then let it lift through the lungs, through the chest lifts, and then you hold right at the top as long as you can. But again, don't force it, we're not squeezing, you're just holding. And then when you're ready, you'll simply exhale the breath, and then you exhale all the way out, fully, completely, and then you hold right at the bottom as long as you can. There's no forcing in any part of this breath or any part of this meditation. So just stay in this space as long as you can. And try to keep your awareness with the eyes rolled up and in, as well as keep your heart center open, expanding into love.
I am divine.
As you breathe in, you can imagine you're raising energy all the way from the base of the spine, all the way up through the energy centers, all the way up into the throat, the third eye. When you get to the very top, imagine that energy is right in the center of the brain, in the pineal gland, and you hold right there. Radiate love and light. And when you exhale, just let it all go. Keep radiating out that love. That's it, you guys. 2 minutes. Last 2 minutes. If you slow the breath down even more, you may only take 2 to 3 breaths in these last 2 minutes. Exhale. Let the right hand place right on top of the left hand. bring the breath back to neutral. And then let yourself come floating down onto your back on the mat. And we come into this final resting pose, Shavasana. And it's such an important part of the class to just fully let go and surrender and release and relax. So as you get comfortable, just let yourself drop into the space as deeply as you can. Just think of all the breath work, all the movement, all the energy that you put forth tonight, and know that it's all gonna balance in your body perfectly, right here, right now. This is your opportunity. Inhale together deeply. Open the mouth, exhale, and let it go. Thank you.
Paradox of our age. We have bigger houses and smaller families, more conveniences but less time. We have more degrees but less sense, more knowledge but less judgment, more experts but more problems, more medicine but less healthiness. We've been all the way to the moon and back, but have trouble crossing the street to meet the new neighbor. We build more computers to hold more information, to produce more copies than ever, but have less communication. We've become long on quantity, but short on quality. These are times of fast foods and slow digestion, tall men and short character. Deep profits and shallow relationships. It is a time where there is much in the window and nothing in the storeroom. The Dalai Lama. Let the corners.
Beautiful smile drawing across your face. Smiling actually increases the dopamine within the body. It makes you feel good. So when you take this next breath in with the smile on your face, imagine you're sipping in the smile and then swallow that smile all the way into the body to bring that happiness all the way down in. Make every breath deeper and deeper as you begin to wiggle the toes and the fingers, letting the wrists and the ankles roll and turn, stretching, reaching, rotating. And then we're going to take the hands, stretch them all the way up and over the head, stretch, reach, squeeze through the body one last time. And then relax here as the knees float up into the chest. And take the hands, wrap them around the legs, give yourself a giant hug. Tell yourself, I love you, I love you, I love you. And just know you can always come back to this place. It's always there for you. Never forget. Let yourself begin to rock up and down on the spine, rocking up and down. And do this about 5 to 10 times. Just rock up and down. Watch the space around you. Curl into a ball and just round the back, massage the spine. That's it, you guys. Last two. And rock yourself into a seated position with the eyes closed on your mat, facing this way. Take the hands, rub them together one final time. And then we press the palms together, press the thumbs into the sternum at the heart center. And as we breathe here together, closing out class, closing out this ceremony of self, take a moment of gratitude for you, for coming out tonight, for gratitude to the spaceship for housing this practice tonight and for being such a sacred place for us to come together. We are so grateful. And then taking this love and sending it to one person, maybe it's the same person, maybe it's a different person, or maybe it, again, is a group of people, and send them some love right now. Send it in the form of light, shower of light, and see them receiving it and integrating it and sending it right back to you. And then we take this light and shine it all around the earth in every direction, all the way out as far as you can, bringing balance, harmony, final moments, extending gratitude towards all of our teachers and our mentors, all of our guides and all of those, our ancestors that have helped us and made it so we could be here today practicing these technologies. We are forever grateful. We're going to close out our practice tonight, uniting our voices with three ohms, bringing that universal sound current into the body. So before we begin, a deep inhale and then an exhale. Get all the air out. Take a nice big inhale. Sit up tall. You guys, thank you for coming out and showing up and making this class as special as it was. It really is great to be surrounded by amazing people and community and artists and dancers and yogis and mystics and humans, aliens, puppies. It's a pleasure. So we thank you, and we know that it takes energy to get here and to make it out, so we really appreciate you putting forth that energy. And hopefully now you'll feel so full that when you go into your life, things will just flow with a perfect ease, as which I'm sure you felt before. And yeah, we're here every Tuesday and Thursday night. We're actually going to be taking off for a week, 2 weeks, a week and a half. 10 days, exactly.
Make up your mind.
Yeah. Starting next Tuesday. So the last thing we're going to be doing is our super special ecstatic dance on Saturday. And it's so much more than just ecstatic dance. It's a whole night of transformation. And we set intentions, we drop in, we write things we want to bring in and let go. And we, you know, it's community building. We do dance. We have an amazing DJ that's just going to bring some really wompy, wompy beats. So that's great. And if you guys want to come, just please reach out. You know, I have a set ticket price, but I would rather you guys come and offer what you can than not come at all. So just please, if you're feeling called, reach out or just talk to us after class. Thank you guys for your contributions, all of you guys that contributed online. If you'd like to also contribute cash, you can here on the Altar of Prosperity. And no matter how you give back, when you give back, anytime you give, really try to give from a place of fullness and gratitude and abundance, and know that the universe is looking out for you and your best interests, and it's all going to come around. And cycles are happening all the time, and just have faith. And even in the highs and the lows and the mids, just trust. Thank you, Kamala, for being awesome. And
thank you.
Our merry little prankster.
Thank you guys. Me?
Yeah. And have some more tea. Come pet a puppy.
There's some chocolates in the fridge.
Yeah, in the freezer.
I don't think Yasmin got one. They're so good. They're micro dose of weed. I actually have eaten two of them and been okay. So.
I ate one, I don't feel it.
Yeah, I made them super duper light because I'm so sensitive now.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're good.
They're good.
Yeah, so we love you guys.
Yeah.
Stay connected. All of these classes we do, we have recorded as podcasts. So you guys can check out our podcast site.
It's pretty awesome.
I think you're all dismissed.
I wish.
What a shift, though.
Right,
I know.
I have like five.
You do?
Five what?
I've now put magnets on my window curtains.